Intrepid Houston, the computer's yours.
Roger.
You have a new RLS and state vector.
Thank you.
Yankee Clipper, Houston, how do you read?
Hello, Houston, Yankee Clipper here.
Roger, Clipper, reading you weak but clear. Clipper, if you'll give us poo and accept, we'll start your update. Yankee Clipper, Houston. Yankee Clipper, Houston.
Hello, Houston, Yankee Clipper, loud and clear.
Roger, Dick. You in Poo and accept and ready for an uplink?
This is affirmative.
Roger, it's on its way. Clipper, Houston, I have a Rev 16 map update and a landmark tracking pad if you're ready to copy.
Go ahead.
Roger, map update Rev 16. LOS is 112-53-48. 113-18-23. 113-39-28.
Roger, Jerry, copy 112-53-48-113-18-23-113-39-28.
Roger, Dick, P-22 landmark tracking pad follows. T-1 is 112-2000. T-2 is 112-2511. The landmark is number 193, and it's south 06. Over.
Roger, landmark 193. T1 is 112-2000. T2, 112-2511, 6 miles south.
Affirmative. Roger, you got something new to look at down there, too.
Let's save that for next rev.
Yankee Clipper, Houston, the CMC is yours.
Roger, Jimmy, thank you. How are things going on the surface?
They're doing great, Dick.
I'd like to say, boom.
Clipper, Houston, give us narrow beam width.
Okay.
Intrepid, Houston.
Go ahead.
Well done, Intrepid. You got a bunch of happy geologists in the back room waiting to go. Say, we're standing by with a LEM consumables update and also standing by for your description.
Okay, we were just working on that, and I'm very close to where I want to be, but I'm trying to pin it down exactly.
Roger.
I guess, Houston, for planning purposes, we landed very close to the head of the snowman. I'm guessing exactly on the same line as selected site 3, but a little bit further left. And let me give you some coordinates here. This is my first offhand cut at it.
would you have in addition to the cigars?
Put a little pot in there, Rocco.
Hey, Houston Intrepid.
Intrepid Houston, go ahead.
We're having a little trouble judging distance. How long's my shadow?
Intrepid, your shadow length on a level surface is 250 feet.
You gotta be kidding me.
Intrepid Houston, we could shorten that a bit to 230. Which way do you think you are?
Okay, well, my shadow is 230 feet long. We're really misjudging distances.
Roger, Pete, are you short or long?
Well, I'd say that my shadow was much shorter than that.
Roger. Clipper Houston, go ahead.
Yes, is Clipper going to do a P-22?
That's affirmative. Intrepid Houston.
Go ahead.
A reminder, prior to your P-22, I'd like you to execute verb 41, noun 72.
Okay, go on verb 41, noun 72. What verb 41 down 72 did you want me to do? Anyhow, I got it pointing 270, 180.
Stand by, Pete. Intrepid Houston, the step you carried out on surface 9 going to 270, 180 is good.
Understand.
Intrepid, Houston.
Go.
We'll shorten that shadow length up for you a bit. If we assume a 3.5-degree slope all the way, then you'll come out with a 150-foot shadow.
Okay, then I'm judging about right. How wide a diameter is the head of the snowman?
Intrepid Houston, the diameter of the head crater from one inside rim to the other inside rim is around 400 to 500 feet.
Okay. Now, right off the head of the snowman, to the left, let's use map 7-6 at coordinates M5 and make it 10.5. I think that's a very sharp, blocky rim crater. Do you agree?
Copy M5 10-5. Intrepid Houston, the coordinates which you gave us, are those the coordinates of the crater or the coordinates of your present location? And also repeat your question on, related to the blocky rim.
Well, I want to know if that crater that I gave you, that's not where I am. I have a crater, I think I have that crater in sight, and it's a very blocky rim crater, and I want to know if the crater that I gave you the coordinates of is a very blocky rim crater. I think I'm sitting right next to the head of the snowman on the right hand side at coordinates F.8 and 13.3. I think that's where I landed.
Copy, S8 and 13.3. The coordinates you gave us of the crater are right next to Bench Crater. Do you confirm? Bench Crater being at L5 rather than M5.
I don't know. Yeah, wait a minute. I got to get on this P-22. Hold the phone. Okay, Houston, we're standing by the track.
Roger, Intrepid.
Yeah, it's bench crater. That's the one I'm referring to. And I think I landed at head crater almost just a little bit past one of the traverses that you got laid out there.
Roger, Intrepid.
Right up.
And we're trying to decide here whether your present position is really R2 rather than S8.
Yeah, you're right, R2. I'm sorry, I'm reading it backwards, R2.
Roger, thank you, Pete.
Yes.
And we're eating right now. We'll give you a description here in another 15 minutes or so.
Roger, Intrepid, and we're standing by with a consumables update.
I'm getting acquisition, P-22. Looks good.
Roger.
Houston, tell me my facility blocked on.